Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, 7:1. In the time of the Mishnah, one of the ways they would grow or extend their vineyards was something called havracha. To mavrich is to take a vine that's growing out of an existing grapevine and run it under the ground a distance and then pull it back up the ground at a distance away from the original trunk of the grape tree, let's call it. And what that does is a new grape tree, let's call it, the trunk will grow from where the vine is coming out of the ground at a distance from the original trunk. It's almost like the mommy grape has a baby grape vine. And once that baby grape vine, if you will, starts growing, it'll basically make its own trunk and take its own roots and take on a life of its own, such that, at least in theory, if you would, you know, cut the vine in the middle, it wouldn't matter. After a time, you'd have two separate grape, let's call them trees, growing. You know, one mommy, one baby. So our Mishnah and the next Mishnah discusses how to deal with the halachas of havracha, of the new baby relative to the old mother. And here the Mishnah says, "Hamavrich es hagefen ba'aretz," one who, Archul translates to propagate. I'm unfamiliar with a better word. So one who propagates a vine under the ground so that he's got the mommy on one side, let's say on the left, and let's say, you know, whatever, four almost on the right, he has the baby growing. Im ein afar al gaba shlosha tfachim, if there isn't three tfachim of soil above the vine, they're talking about the region between mommy and baby, lo yavizer aleha, you may not plant a separate species, meaning like, you know, a grain or a cucumber or something, atop of where that vine has been propagated underground. The reason is because that little grain or cucumber will take root, and the roots will go down into the earth, and they will dig their way on in to the soft grape vine that's underneath, that's connecting mommy to baby. And that would be the isser of harkava, of grafting a yerek be'ilan, of a vegetable, a green, into a tree, because it would sort of merge and graft together. So since one can't do that, can't graft, he's not allowed to plant any sort of vegetables, etc., directly above the vine that's under the ground, lest the roots merge together. Which would mean, of course, that if one just distanced a bit to the side in either direction, it would be fine. But directly above is forbidden. Afilo hivricha bedalas ovasilon. That's true even if there is some sort of, you know, shield, let's call it, that's protecting the underground vine. So if you put it inside a delat, which means a gourd, means like a shell. It's like a pumpkin shell, so to speak, or something like that. So even if you had sort of an encasing around the grapevine made out of pumpkin shell or gourd shell, that's insufficient because the roots of whatever would have planted above the grapevine would dig down and pierce through the pumpkin shell. So the pumpkin shell is ineffective in blocking the roots from ultimately getting in and merging with and being harkava, grafting with the grapevine. Of a silon. A silon is also, it's a pipe. We're talking here about, according to Bartanura, a cheres, earthenware pipe. Again, the idea is that although the clay is hard, not hard enough, the roots of what's above would be able to ultimately pierce through and puncture the clay and get its way into the grapevine, so not allowed. But of course, if it'd be, say, metal, you have a real metal pipe, since the roots of the cucumber above will never puncture through a metal pipe, it would be okay. So the issue is simply one of practicality, if it's likely or possible that the roots would dig through and break into and connect with the underground vine. Mishnah continues, Hivricha Besela. If one propagated the vine, but the vine is going under bedrock, Sela means, you know, bedrock. So that being the case, since there's no way for a plant above to have roots punctured through bedrock to reach the vine below, that would be okay. Afal pi, she'en afra gaba ela shalosh atabaos, mutla havizer lea. It's okay to plant directly above the grapevine that's underground if between it and the top of the ground is bedrock, because whatever you plant above would not puncture through. And you can do it even if, says the Mishnah, you have just three etzbaot, three finger widths of soil above the bedrock. The truth is, that's not the point. In other words, there's no restrictions whatsoever on planting directly above a grapevine that's underground if there's sela, bedrock, interceding. the three etzbos simply is a matter of practicality, that if you didn't have three etzbos of three finger breadths of soil in the ground, so whatever, you know, you plant your cucumber or your wheat, it just wouldn't be enough soil to take root and work. So the point of the mission is any little amount that works for you is just fine. The next case of the Mishnah is the arkuva sheba gefen, which means something like the knee joint in a vine. The case according to the Bartonur is as follows. You plant a grape seed, and you know you planted it in place A, and expect the trunk of the grape vine to come up from there. But let's say what happens is that it grows a few inches, and then it bends to the right, let's say, and goes underground. The trunk goes underground, the vine goes underground a few feet, let's say, and then comes up somewhere else. So you know you planted it in place A, but you see it coming up from place B because it's like a knee bend, like a joint in the vine. So the question then, that's the arkuva, the knee bend joint in the vine. The question is, where does one measure, let's say, the sixth tefachim that you have to give to the grapevine? Do you measure from where you planted it, the primary initial first trunk, let's call it, or from where it came up from the ground, the, let's call it, the second trunk? So the Mishnah says, Harkuva sheba gefen, if you have a knee joint in the grapevine, Ein modin la ela min ha'ikar hasheni, you'll only measure the sixth tefachim, that's the work area for the vine, from the second trunk, meaning where it actually comes out of the ground, even though you planted it in another place to the left, and that's where the roots are. Since it's not evidence from the outside, you don't see that happening to the onlooker. So the place to measure is from where it emerges from the ground at Ikar Sheni, at the second trunk. That is to say, it's where you can't see that there is a first trunk whatsoever. You just happen to know that as a fact because you're the one who planted it. But if it would be evident to an onlooker that what's happening, meaning it's not totally subterranean, there's some of the grapevine that's punctured above the earth and you can see it moving across the ground, so then you'd only measure from the first trunk because it's evident what's happening if someone looks closely. So in short, what we have here is, just to make sure it's clear, only one option, either from the first trunk or the second trunk. And wherever it is visible from the outside to the onlooker, that's the one you measure from, regardless of if you know that beneath the surface you planted in place A. But if there's any doubt, you'll plant, because you can see from the outside, it's a borderline case, you'd measure from the first and not from the second.